Hey guys, the show is about ready to start, but really quick, I wanted to grab your attention, tell you to have a pencil and paper ready. I have some very important information you're going to want to stick around for after the show regarding updated contact information, websites, and more. Everything's changed. Holy cow. What do I mean? Everything's ready to start. I gotta run. Stick around after the show and I'll get you filled in.
Welcome to this podcast. Get ready. Here we go.
GOST Radio proudly presents Random Illusions, the podcast where the occult community goes for its listening pleasure. I'm your host, Shasta Ray. Grab a cup of coffee, grab a cup of tea, or grab a glass of wine at the end of a long day if that's what you want to do. Kick back, settle in, and hang out with me for just a little bit while we chat it up about magic. Hello, all of you beautiful people out there. Welcome to episode 38, and welcome to November! We are into November. Can you believe it? Oh my gosh, time flies when you're having fun. How did you all enjoy Ouija October? Did you have fun with that? Did you learn anything? Did it blow your mind? Did your heads spin? Oh my gosh. Don't think for a second that I didn't learn a whole lot too. Every guest that was on, Dr. Monir Georgi, Bal Kedmon, Karen A. Dahlman, even my own first part one, where I had the history and some other stuff going on, every episode I learned so much and I was so enriched by it. You know, I'm going to tell you, I struggled with whether I was going to present that or not, because it's such, there's so much negative energy and stigma and lies and the bad myths and the bad rumors and all that. Even in the occult community, you'll find people that are just freakish about, no, you know, I know all this, it's evil, I saw The Exorcist once when I was 9, I know these things. Really? I can't even tell you how many people I've heard say that. I know they're evil because I watched The Exorcist. Wow. Okay. I don't know how to process that sometimes. It is what it is. Anyway, the one thing I did not do, and I told you guys I was going to try, but last week almost ate me alive, I was not able to get to the Halloween episode. And I need to budget my upload time because I'm about ready to get charged extra if I upload too much on this billing cycle. So I gotta watch that. Anyway, the one thing I did not do with my presentation of Ouija October is tell you my personal story. So I always laugh and giggle when Karen Dahlman, either on her channel or when she was on the show, when she tells her story about how Santa Claus brought her a Ouija board when she was 8 years old. Oh my gosh, she was so lucky. She had the coolest parents. How awesome is that, right? Now, my experience was kind of the opposite, but it probably got me to where I am now in many ways. I had no idea what a Ouija board was. I'll be turning 54 next month, and I think I was 14 or 15 the first time I ever saw one. And I had to think back to about when it was, and it had to have been 14 or 15 because I was still getting along with my mom at that time. And we hit some rough patches when I was a teenager, and then after that, we never really had a very good relationship as adults. I tried, and there was a lot of stuff surrounding that on my mom's side of things. But at any rate, one of the things that kind of threw a monkey wrench in it was the Ouija board. And I'm not blaming the Ouija board. It was just the dynamic my mom and I had, and it would have been there regardless. So it just happened to be a item of blame, I think. But I remember we were driving around one day. It was summertime. School was out, and it must have been her day off. And I remember she always had to work Saturdays, so it had to have been a Wednesday or something, which is kind of weird to me thinking back. But I remember we drove somewhere, and hey, there's a garage sale. Let's go check it out. Okay. And this lady was having a garage sale. And it was the typical tables up and down the sides of the driveway and then stuff in the garage too, right? And close to the garage, like right in the entrance of the garage or right outside of the garage, was some shelves, and she had a whole bunch of board games on it. And that was back when teenagers still kind of thought board games were cool to play. And I was like, oh, I'm going to check out the games. Well, there was a Ouija board there. Never saw it before. And I'm from Nebraska, so I don't ever remember seeing commercials. Since I started the Ouija October presentation, I went out on YouTube and found a bunch of different TV commercials through the years. They never aired them wherever I lived. So I kind of lived in a Bible Belt area, and I kind of feel like that's probably why. It was probably selective as to where it was aired. Anyway, I remember, what is this? This looks weird. And my mom was like, that's called a Ouija board. You don't touch it. What is it? You use it to talk to dead spirits, and that's evil, and it's satanic, and you're going to burn in hell if you ever use one, so don't touch them. That's how you burn in hell. Oh, okay. And that probably is what fascinated me with them. No joke. So from that moment on, I couldn't wait till I could figure out how to use one. Well, I obviously couldn't go buy one and take it home. She would have found that. And I wasn't the type of kid to try to hide stuff like that. It wasn't even in the equation. I didn't even think that way. But what I didn't realize is until it was a few years later, one of my best friends, his name was Chuck. Chuck, if you're out there listening, hi, missed you, buddy. He had a Ouija board, and somehow it came up between us. And I was like, oh, you're kidding. He goes, no, I've had it since I was a kid. I was like, well, can we play with it sometime? Sure. And it was kind of old news to him. You know, he was bored with it. It didn't, so what? But he indulged me, and we played with it a couple of times. And I remember he would just be like snoozing. He would be falling asleep. He was so bored with it. And it would slow down, and it wouldn't want to talk, and all communications would just stop. But it was just enough going on that, oh my gosh, it fascinated me. I was never scared of these. I don't care what I heard. It never computed with me to be terrified or to even allow anything negative to bother me. It just never occurred to me, and I've never had that kind of personality with these things. Never got to use them much. Well, a few years later, I was in a relationship with the fellow, and he had one, and we would play with it on occasion. We talked to a spirit named Lisa, and she seemed really cool. We'd have some laughs. One thing that was interesting about that spirit is I remember, oh, well, okay, we have to do the candle and turn the lights out, you know, and okay. And whenever she would talk, the flame on the candle would jump up about 3 times the normal size. And that was really crazy. It never scared me. It just confirmed that something was going on with the energies. You know, we were talking to something, and it was consistent. Every time the spirit would move that planchette, the flame on the candle would jump huge. And sometimes it would flicker like crazy, and then it would just go back to normal. And there was no breeze or anything in the room, you know. Well, like I said, her name was Lisa, and that fellow would leave his Ouija board at my apartment, and we just stuck it under my couch. That way he didn't have to take it home and bring it back and forth. So, okay, leave it here. Well, one time my mom, you know, my mom, Ouija boards, well, you'll burn in hell for them. She was passing through and was driving somewhere and stayed the night in my apartment, and she slept on the couch. Well, and this is ironic, funny, and I still giggle. So I was 20, I think, at the time. And the next morning, I did not think in my youth, you know, you're dumb and stupid. I never stopped to think I should get up a little bit early because there's someone else in the apartment. It's a one bedroom, and I have to get to work on time, and this could slow me down. And lo and behold, my mom was driving me nuts. She wouldn't let me get ready. I was trying to, you know, get my teeth brushed, trying to get dressed, trying to get breakfast, trying to do this, that, whatever my routine was. And she was just in my way and talking and distracting me and holding me back. And I was terrified I was going to be late. Well, she went in and she was doing her thing in the bathroom. And I sat on the couch, and I remember saying, Lisa, I don't know if you can hear me if I'm not using the board, but my mom's driving me nuts and she's making me late. Please play a prank on her. And I didn't think nothing else of it, and I went to work. Was that smart? No, it probably wasn't smart. Nothing bad became of it, really. About an hour after I got to the factory, I worked in a factory on an assembly line at the time, I got a phone call. They pulled me off the floor, and it was my mom. She was still at my apartment. You know, I told her lock up behind her. And she goes, did you take my keys? No, why would I have taken your keys? She goes, oh, man, I was afraid you'd say that. Well, she had some bags and stuff with her, and she was loading her car and walking stuff back and forth from my apartment to her car. And she was always really paranoid someone was going to rob her. I mean, just always just totally paranoid someone was going to steal from her. And so she was carefully locking her car every time she would take something out, even though it was just right out to the street. And my apartment front door was, it was a house that had been made into several apartments. And I was right there on the first floor, right at the front door. She would still lock her car obsessively. Well, lo and behold, she locked her keys. She had always kept two sets of keys. She locked one set of keys in the ignition and locked the other set of keys in the trunk. Thus, she was really late getting on the road. So I think that's pretty funny. She was making me late. I asked that spirit, play a prank, made her late. Harmless, nothing became of it. Cost my mom a few bucks, and it was back in the day. It didn't break the bank to do that, you know. So that's kind of my story. And it was, you know, she was so negative. Well, my mom ended up finding out sometime later I'd played with Ouija boards, and that cinched the negative parts of our relationship. After that, she was just relentless on how evil of a person I was, how terrible I was. She insisted every time she talked to me, it seemed like,
you're going to burn in hell.
She, oh my gosh, it just got ridiculous over the years. And then it kind of went away. She kind of forgot. But some of that stuff, you know, it locks into your psyche and you start worrying about what other people are going to say. You worry about what other people are going to think. It's hard for you to think on your own, especially when there's no good information out there. And of course, back then it was before the internet or anything. So over the years I'd played with them when I'd had an opportunity or when I met someone like-minded that wasn't freaked out about them or anything. And every time I always had positive experiences. It was always fun. There was always conversation afterwards, sometimes some laughs. But it wasn't until recent years, after I found occult magic, that I started thinking about, I wonder if you could talk to other beings besides just departed humans, right? Besides ghosts. Could you talk to angels? Could you talk to your servitors? Things like that. Could you talk to other types of spirits? You know, the genius spirits, the Olympic spirits, whatever. I couldn't find anything on it. A couple times in the magic groups, the topic of Ouija boards would come up, and even with the occult crowd, you would be met with crazy levels of negativity sometimes. Not every time, and it wasn't nearly as bad as just the general public, you know. But I kind of kept my likes and my interest to myself over the years for that reason. And I never could figure out, because you hear so much bad stuff about you have to use it with another person. You cannot use it by yourself, and it never made sense to me. How come we can use tarot cards? How come you can use a pendulum? How come you can use other tools where you can ask for divine guidance and answers and tune that in, but you can't use a Ouija board by yourself? Never computed, but I couldn't find any information. So I was always too like, well, until I can kind of find something and go from facts and find some facts, I'm not going to try it until I know. So I was kind of cautious. Do I wish I would have experimented before? Yeah. But you know what? Maybe it wasn't the right time for me to really start using this tool as a spiritual tool or as a magical tool. I don't know. But I got to say, coming out in the open about what I like, what I want to do, what I want to use, and how I want to use it. Oh my gosh, I am so tired of not being able to talk about my interest in this tool. So what happened this month for me with this presentation? What did Shasta learn? Holy cow, I learned that you guys are really open to Ouija boards. This was the best download month I have had in the history of this podcast. Holy cow, you guys ate this up. I didn't have a negative comment from anybody out there. In fact, all of you quiet people out there that listen and you never write me and you never comment, you never say anything. Oh gosh, you guys were commenting on Facebook posts. I got a couple emails. I got interactions in the group. I cannot tell you how many people out there are like, my eyes have been opened. I want to buy a board now. I am really wanting to try this. Tons of you, more than I can count. Yay for all of you. Hooray, hooray, hooray. Woohoo! You opened your eyes, you opened your ears, and you opened your minds, and you are on your way to having something new in your life that you can use however you wish. There are no rules except the ones you set. So what I thought I would do really quick is tell you where the on button is, how to get the batteries inserted, how to get them oriented right, what batteries to use. All right, I'm kind of kidding and I'm kind of not. Yes, it's a board. Yes, it's a piece of wood and a little bit of decal, paper, plastic decal on it with a plastic planchette or whatever. Okay, it's an inanimate object. But there is an on button. There's a trick to getting them to work. And it may be different for you than it was for me. Might be different for the next guy. But I'm going to give you some real basic ideas on things to try. So Karen Dahlman starts her session with a little prayer. She does a little bit of grounding. And believe it or not, it's not for protection. You can. There's nothing wrong with it. You can get as ceremonial as you want. You can consecrate your tools. You can do whatever you want with it. I think it's very important to go into a session stating your intention or knowing your intention. What do you expect? Do you expect to, are you going to just see who comes through and talks to you and get their story? Are you going to try to connect with your guides, your guardian angel, maybe an ancestor or a departed loved one? Where are you going to start with this? Are you going to try to talk to angels? Are you going to try to talk to your higher psyche or your higher self? There's no right or wrong. Do what works for you and what you want, okay? It needs to come from within you. Then what I would suggest is, I think I'm going to try to put in the show notes here, there is a really good video that Karen Dahlman has, and she does a little bit of her opening prep and her opening prayer and everything, and tells you the why and the how and everything. Well, what she does is a little bit of grounding, some breathing. She gets a little circuit work going with her partner. They touch hands so they can kind of have their energies balanced. And then she acknowledges the spark of the divine within herself, as well as the divine without. So acknowledge your creator, whatever that is to you, and that spark of your creator within you. Then what I do, I state that only truth may be spoken, and I invite those who come from love, who approach this session with love, and only have my best interest at heart can be present, and that can be loved ones, it can be my angels, my guides, the different spirits that I work with, anyone who has my best interest at heart, ancestors, friends that have passed, whatever. And if I were to feel like something came through, I would just say, hey, you know what? This isn't working for me. I don't think we're a good conversation match. I'm going to let you go do whatever it is you need to do, but I want to talk to someone else. Goodbye. And then I move the planchette over to the goodbye and start over. That happened a little over a week ago. I went over to my business partners because I couldn't get the planchette to start. I was practicing a lot and I couldn't get nothing to go. Nothing was working. I get these little micro movements, these little wiggles and stuff. And what am I doing wrong? Well, her and I have used the board together in the past. It's been a long time, but we have. So we sat down with it and this is what happened. Nothing. Nothing. Didn't move. We went through the little opening prayer and circuitry exercise with our hands and acknowledged only positive entities can come talk to us. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Tried asking different ways. Who's there? Please identify yourself. Please move the planchette to show your presence. Got a little wiggle or two. We're kind of looking at each other. And suddenly it was like it dawned on us. We started chanting the name of a coworker who passed away about 7.5 years ago. All of a sudden the planchette came to life. Oh my gosh. We have sensed this guy over the years and we never really got the closure we wanted, right? His name was Matt. Matt showed up and it was no doubt our friend. We were laughing. It felt like a reunion and it said stuff that there is no way we even remembered. It was part of his way of talking, way of his interacting. And he teased us. He laughed with us from the other side. It was awesome. So why am I telling you this? This is what that session did for me. My business partner got up at one point in time to go refill her little glass of water thing that she had. And while she left the room, I was playing with the Ouija board. And I was like, Matt, will this work by myself? And it answered, yes. And he told me a joke. He kind of picked on me a little bit. And oh my gosh, I was laughing when Kelly came back in. She goes, "What are you doing?" I said, told her what Matt did. She just starts laughing. We talked to him some more and ended the night. And it was really great. But I knew the pressure to put with my fingers to get that thing moving. I knew what it felt like, and I knew how to let go by that time. So the next morning, which was a little over a week ago Sunday, I started every morning. I go get my coffee after I get up in the morning, I let the dogs out, and I do Ouija and coffee in the mornings. Well, there's a spirit that I've worked with over the past not quite 5 years that came through, identified himself, and identified me in a way. A, I know it wasn't coming from my psyche because I wouldn't have thought of that. B, identified the first time that I ever called on him when I needed something from him. And he's agreed to help teach me to use it, to help build my confidence on the board, to teach me some tips and tricks. And he gave me a psalm verse to share with everybody. So you can include that in your little opening, whatever ritual that you do before you use a board to see if it helps with your connection to the spirits. The psalm he gave me is very interesting. He gave me Psalm 92, verse 1, and it is about gratitude and being thankful, which for November, I want to put a hard focus on gratitude and is also very good for you to acknowledge before and after you use a board. Acknowledge the divine, not necessarily the spirits, but your creator or whatever it is that you perceive God to be. Okay, whatever you perceive your creator to be, acknowledge, give thanks and gratitude. Give gratitude that you're able to make this session happen, and gratitude for the communications that are about to happen or that just did happen. Okay. And not everything has to be ceremonial and, you know, high, divine, profound. You may end up talking to someone and laughing. You may talk to an angel or a spirit from the Goetia. Some of these spirits do have a sense of humor. They will work with the filters of your mind, and they will communicate in a way that's unique to you. You're going to recognize it. Like Baal Kedmon said, you may not get much movement. You may get a little blip. You may get a little wiggle. Maybe you're trying to connect with an archangel, maybe Raphael or someone, and you don't get much movement, but you get a sense of there's something listening. You can still talk to them as a one-way communication device. They'll hear you. So then see what kind of synchronicities, signs, coincidences, ideas, dreams, answers you may receive if you pose a question for help from an angel, for example. See what happens. I've had some tremendous, awesome coincidences happen. The spirit that's helping me also has recommended working with another spirit that I contacted last night. The energy on the board was much different. The planchette moved much differently, flowed differently, and that spirit's going to help me with a very specific area of my life I need help with. I've talked to my guardian angel. She actually referred me to one of the Shem angels, and it's an angel I haven't ever called on, so I'm preparing to do that, to see what I have in store with that spirit. I haven't taken the time to do it yet, but it's already opening up some really crazy things for me. It's just been the most wonderful experience. It did not start out quick. It did not start out. It's sluggish. You may get just a couple yes-nos out of them. You may get one or two letters and you have no idea what they meant. You get any movement out of that, just go with it. Consider it. They're giving you a sign that they're listening and they're trying to help you figure it out. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of tips to get those batteries inserted right and get that on switch on. So this is what I did. And I'm going to go straight directly in opposition to what Karen Dahlman said on two counts, but it helped me. The first thing she said is don't push the planchette. And I agree with her. Once you start your session, maybe you do some grounding, maybe you center yourself, maybe you say a prayer, invite in the divine, invite in only truthful, loving beings to interact with you. Whatever you do for your opening gestures, before you do any of that, push the planchette, put the planchette on the board, see where I call it the sweet spot. Every board, if you have different ones, different brands, someone else made it, handmade, different materials, whatever, you're going to want to see what the friction factor is between the surface and the planchette. So some of them, you may not have to put nearly as much pressure with your fingers and barely rest your fingers on there, and it's going to move at its optimum best. Others, you may want your fingers just to rest with a little bit of gravity, just a little bit more, and that extra little bit of weight will help balance it and get it moving better. You're going to find a sweet spot. So like when you get the board out and you're preparing your space or you're preparing to sit down or whatever, see what that feels like. Part two of that is feel in your muscles, in your shoulders, in your arms, in your wrists, whatever. Sit up straight. Sitting up straight really helps no matter what. So sit up straight and physically push it with your own muscles and pay very close attention, quiet your head and feel it. Feel what those muscles feel like when they're flexing. It doesn't take much effort to move a planchette. It's a very tiny little object, but you will feel your muscles moving, contracting, pulling, whatever, depending on what you're doing with your hands. When you're actually getting a communication from a spirit and it's not you moving the planchette, your fingers are going to be on the planchette and it's like you're following the planchette around. It feels different. It's subtle, but if you know what it feels like to push the planchette with your muscles deliberately, and I would not spell anything out. You don't want to confuse yourself. Just move it around in different directions and see what it feels like with your arms and your shoulders, your back muscles, whatever's involved. When you're getting a communication, you have your fingers resting on the planchette and it moves, it's going to feel like your hands are following the planchette and you're just suspending your hands to keep them in contact with the planchette. Your muscles aren't going to move the same and they're not going to contract and flex and relax the same. It's going to be totally different. So there is value in that. Again, don't do the deliberate pushing of the planchette after you start your session. You want that to be all the spirit movement. You want that to be the spirit connection with you. You are the battery. So what I mean by getting the batteries inserted right, that's going to be figuring out where that sweet spot is with your fingers resting on the planchette so that it has the best option for movement. The on switch is going to be your frame of mind. Did you leave all of your day's activities at the door before you started? Did you clear your mind? Are you open to this communication happening? Even if you don't get any movement out of that planchette, I guarantee you you're being heard. Do you not know who to start with this? Okay, start with your guardian angel. Ask for those guides and those guardian angels that are around you on a daily basis that maybe you have or haven't interacted with. They are always there. They are always helping you. They're a good one to start with. They will never, never steer you wrong. Maybe there's a favorite spirit that you work with regularly. Try that one. Make sure it's one that you feel very comfortable with. Maybe there's a certain angel or an archangel. You can call on them how you're used to calling on them and ask for them to hear you. And then what I would suggest is most people go, oh, I want a sign. Okay, so instead of asking for a sign, tell them that you would like for them to demonstrate that they can hear you by helping you move that planchette, by helping you communicate via Ouija board or spirit board or talking board or however you call it. Ask that all signs be given to you either through helping you learn what it feels like when the planchette moves or by giving you signs in the upcoming couple of days in your dreams. Keep your mind open to it and it's going to really click with you. It may be something really mundane. It's like Bulkhead Moon said, you may be walking down the street and see a flower petal and all of a sudden a bunch of things click in your mind. It can seem really ridiculously normal, but that will be very meaningful to you. So be open to it. And it could be something you're not expecting at all. It could be thoughts that flood in. Maybe you ask a question or you have something you've been pondering and you want help with that situation. And you're asking an archangel or your guardian angel. Suddenly you're going to have ideas coming in. Be grateful for those and acknowledge them. Don't second guess yourself. Go with it. If it feels right, go with it. Then maybe the next time you use the board, acknowledge it again if you're talking to that same spirit. The more you acknowledge it and you're happy for it and you're grateful for it, it will continue to work for you. If you have a friend you can use the board with, it'll get you open to those energies. Now, another thing Karen said, try to avoid when you're first starting out, it's not a bad idea. Try not to get stuck there. If you are comfortable with yes-no questions, ask a couple yes-no questions. And if it helps you with ideas, getting used to the movement, any part of the process, sometimes that can be helpful. But here again, you've got a pendulum. If you want a yes-no question, use your pendulum for that. If you've got a talking spirit board that has an alphabet and numbers in front of you, you're going to want to break away from that yes-no mentality. But it's a good way to get that energy going and get a sense of comfortable, a sense of relaxation and expecting and knowing it's going to work. Your comfort levels will come, okay? And the communications may take a while. You may get a small amount of movement when you use it. It may take right off. You may be very open to this. I have no doubt that Auntie Eden could go out there, get herself a Ouija board. She's been working on channelings, talking, open to communications from spirits, very open to processes like this. It would probably take off for her right away. Where someone that has some apprehensions, or you're not confident, or you have a lot of questions, am I doing it right? What do I expect? You may have a little bit more patience that needs to go into this. Everyone's experiences are going to be different. Do it when you can spend a little bit of time with it at first, at least 10, 15 minutes, and don't get frustrated. Don't go into this if you have a bad attitude, or you've had a bad day. Just go watch TV or something, okay? And then while you're on the topic of TV, turn all that off when you have a session. If you have people around you that are going to be negative, don't do a session. If you have a board partner that's questionable, or you don't think they're going to be asking healthy stuff, they have a toxic mindset to start with, it might not be the best person to enter this with, right? So there is a lot of value, actually, I'm finding in using this tool by myself. It opens you up to more communications in different ways. When you use one with a friend, it's way different than when you're sitting there focusing on it. A spirit comes through, your guides come through, you'll have different advancements. You're going to have different advancements in things that you're realizing in days to come. Those synchronicities, those coincidences, the ideas that come in. The spirit I was working with suggested a different spirit to contact. Okay, I'm thinking about it. And then I talked to a friend of mine, his name is Tim. Hi, Tim. I know you're out there listening. Well, the next day after I was told this, work with this spirit. Tim, out of the blue, had no idea I'd had this communication, starts talking about that very specific spirit. This is a spirit I don't hear talked about a lot. I have not worked with directly myself, and I've never heard Tim talk about it. Suddenly, it pops out of his mouth. Those kind of interesting little synchronicities will just, they'll click. You're like, yes, that was the sign. That's what that meant. Oh, that's what that meant. You're going to start having all these weird little signs, and it could come to you in different ways depending on what communication you had, what you requested, what you asked. Maybe it's a very mundane, simple question that came to your head while you're thinking of stuff like, how does this work with magic? And maybe you're on a group or you're talking to a friend and suddenly they talk about that same concept and what they read in a book. There's your answer. That spirit just provided you an answer. It's amazing. It works a lot like your magic. The magic can keep going and the communications can keep going after you've closed that session out. Now, do you have to move a planchette to the goodbye when you have the end of a session? You can. You don't have to. Everyone says you have to. You don't have to. This is why. We have spirits around us all the time. Saying goodbye to them is, they don't go away. What I usually say is, I'm going to end this communication. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you for your ear. I am very grateful for the answers you provided, and I'll talk to you next time. And then I just pick the planchette up, and I put it in the box. I put the board away, and it's no big deal. If you feel compelled, if it's very important to you, close the session how it's important to you. That's what's most important. Do it with what resonates and what's okay in your head and what feels right to you. Now, how do you know you're not being lied to? You don't. The fact of the matter is, you don't. But if you believe and you know in your heart you're talking to one of your guides, they're not going to lie to you, okay? Now, the future is always changing from second to second to minute, hour to hour, week to week. So what happens right now, even as I'm talking in this microphone, the path that I'm on could change an hour from now because something may change and I change my mind about something. My life could take another path. It is always changing and there's no difference if you're using tarot cards or Ouija board or anything. The information that you get could be for that moment only and it could change, right? Use it as guidance. Don't use it as set in stone truth. I asked for different psalms, signs, this and that. Some of the communications come through garbled at first. Sometimes it's a learning process. You may be communicating with spirits that can communicate with you mentally, but they have to figure out your language on a English board with English alphabet. You don't know. It has to also process through what I call the mud that is our physical bodies. We're like a walking resistor, right? We're a filter. All of our experiences, all of our thoughts, everything shapes us. So these spirits, they come through us. They're talking to us. It's just manifesting on the board. The board really does nothing. It's an end result of what's already going in and what's already being processed through you and through your third eye and through your spiritual receptors of your being, of your soul, right? It's coming out the other end, same as a tarot reading, same as a pendulum reading, same as runes or dowsing rods or anything. It's just a different type of tool. And the Ouija board is a reflection of what's coming through you anyway. So that's why I say you're the battery and you just got to figure out where that on switch is. So do what's right for you, whether it's consecrating your board or having it more ceremonial when you use it, whatever is right for your headspace. Always be very respectful to whoever you're talking to. And even if it doesn't work, just say, hey, this isn't working for me. I'm going to end this communication so I can talk to someone else. Go in peace. Bye-bye. Take the planchette, wipe off the board, put the planchette back down, invite someone else in, and reinforce your rules. Only truth can be spoken. And I would like to speak to those who come from love, who are connected to the divine, who respect the divine, and have my best interest at heart. You can't go wrong, okay? And there are fears and things that can manifest through you. Our minds are very powerful. So try to let go when you're reading the messages that come through. Don't anticipate what they're saying. Sometimes you will know the message. It's just going to pop into your brain. How do you know if you're influencing it? It's not going to be something that you would have thought of. That it's as easy as that. You're going to have messages come through to you and it's going to manifest on the board. But sometimes you're going to be hearing those in your mind as it's trying to get to letter. It may be sluggish. It may be a hard connection. Maybe it was a day that you got stuff on your head that you're trying to get out of your head and it's still lingering. That can affect communications. So experiment and don't be afraid to test the information that comes through. Now, if you get something that's really way out there and it doesn't add up and you can't find confirmation of it, just dismiss it. Don't take it personal and don't take it as a,
oh my God, it was some evil thing.
It could have been you were misinterpreting it. You were thinking something and it was changing it. Sometimes I've caught myself asking rapid fire questions and then I don't know what answer that they're giving. You know, are they answering the first question or the last question? Are they answering the middle one that was the most important? Are they answering the one that's in my head that didn't come out of my mouth? You're going to have to get used to all of that with these communications on these boards if you're interested in using it. Now, maybe you listen to the presentation of Ouija October and it ain't your thing. It's interesting. I'm not that interested. Then don't use one. Maybe your thing is runes. Go learn the runes. Maybe your thing is pendulum and you're happy with that. So be it. Do whatever makes sense to you. I'm just here to offer you options and my enthusiasm for this tool is through the roof, in case you didn't notice. But I can't tell you what kind of doors it is opening for me already. Oh my gosh. So keep playing out there and keep experimenting. See what works for you. I would love to hear from each and every one of you as to your experiences, your triumphs, your breakthroughs, and ideas you have. These boards have traditionally always been used for talking to dead people. Now we're finding all these people and they're coming out of the woodwork. I've met two ladies the past week that they talk to the angels with them. They talk to their guides. They help people. They channel messages and stuff. Really fascinating stuff out there. Let me know what you're doing. Let me know if you're doing magic with your Ouija boards. Let me know if you're getting confirmation of stuff that you need answers to. Maybe you're just having fun conversations. Maybe you're hooking up with your great aunt Fanny and catching up on old times. Tell me how you're using them and what advices you have for others. And hey, you know what? Maybe if you were one of the fearful ones that was always terrified of them because you knew how evil they were, because you actually watched Witchboard and you watched The Exorcist, so you knew, and oh my gosh, I presented facts and Monir Georgie was on, and then, oh, Balkhead Moan said, oh, I didn't know that, and this Karen person, oh my gosh, my mind has changed. I want to hear about it. And if you went and got one for the first time and you had great luck, you had a great time with a friend, tell me about it. Let's have fun. Let's swap stories and help others, all right? And as I find new information on this or have breakthroughs, I'm going to bring it back into the podcast, tell you from time to time. But I think I'm going to end this here because I'm sure you're probably like, all right, you know, let's get on to the magic. Shasta, you had your fun. We get it. You like Ouija boards. Fine. How do you do the other angel books? I do still have a ton of magic stuff we're going to go over. But I think for November, we are going to focus on gratitude in some way, form, or shape, and how that affects our magic and how it opens us up to more magic with gratitude. And back to the Ouija board, the spirit I've been working with gave me a verse, a psalm verse, not only to try when you have your opening minutes of your Ouija board session. It will help open up energies and communications for you, but you can end your sessions with it. And you can also just jot this psalm verse down in case you have maybe a magic ritual you do out of whatever book or whatever you did, and you had great results, and you want to thank the universe. This was given to me for all purpose, gratitude, and Ouija board use. It is Psalm chapter 92, verse 1. And I happen to have the Psalms right here with a bookmark. I'm going to read it. I had no idea about this. I checked it out and it was the coolest thing ever. Okay, here we go. Psalm 92, verse 1. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. Don't forget to be thankful. Anytime you learn something, you have a breakthrough, a request is answered, you have a good day, something good happens. Be sure and be thankful. Sometimes you're going to have results from your magic, you're going to have a breakthrough, you're going to have an idea, and you're just going to go about your day. It's going to seem so natural. It's just going to fall into your lap and it's going to be like, okay, that happened. Maybe 3 weeks go by and you go, oh my gosh, that was the result that I'd asked for. And it seems so normal and so natural that you almost forget to have gratitude and thanks for that. Even if you're in awe and it just seems so normal that you forget, acknowledge it. Just acknowledge it on some level. If you can acknowledge a result, that's gratitude within itself because you acknowledged that you got closure on that issue and that you got help from the divine from that. So not everyone out there, especially with how many countries are we up to? I think we're up to 78 countries around the globe. Oh my gosh. Not everyone out there celebrates the holiday of Thanksgiving, which here in the United States falls in November. Thankful Thanksgiving, November. So we're just going to call it gratitude for the month of November. And we're going to try to remember that in every episode this month. So we remember to pay attention to those results are coming in. Thanks for the divine. And thanks for any kind of movement towards the positive in your life that helps you be the best you possible. So with that said, It's been a while since we've done a tea tag and a fortune cookie slip, so I thought I'd do that today and end today's episode here. Okay, tea tag. Ready? Got it. Let your energy be used to build, not destroy. That's a good one. Let your energy be used to build and not destroy. Good one to take with you. All right, fortune cookie slip, and we'll do your lucky numbers for all of you lottery players out there. Here we go. Oops. You have many special gifts, so go experiment with them. All right, you got your pens and pencils ready? Here are your lucky numbers from the flip side of that fortune cookie slip. 8, 17, 42, 40, 53, and 7. There you go. Okay, guys, we will be back next week, and I guess that's all I got. Go play with your Ouija boards. I want to hear from you. I want to hear what kind of results you're getting. And for all of you out there that have been using the board for years, if you want to pop on to the website, randomillusions.com, hit me on that contact link. Tell me about it. Have any advices, any stories, any anecdotes you want to share? You're welcome to. Anyone out there that are newbies to this concept and maybe you have a change of heart in your opinion, I would love to hear from you. Any of you newbies out there that are using it for the first time and you're just starstruck by it, I want to hear your enthusiasm also. All right, that's your challenge. So go get after it. Let me hear from you. All right, so that's all I got for you this week. As always, keep a smile on your face. Keep a bounce in your step. Keep practicing your magic. Keep experimenting with those magical tools, those Ouija boards, and those different methods and those breakthrough moments that have so much meaning and so much sunshine in them and make your life and your psyche and your spiritual path better. Get after it. Report back. Tell me how it's going for you. All right, that's all I got for you. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks for sticking around after the show. Oh my gosh, so many changes and so many things to tell all of you about. We are officially in rerun mode. What does that mean for you? Well, hey, if you listen on your favorite podcast app, nothing is going to change. You will always be able to go back and listen to your favorite episodes and guest spots anytime you want, just as you always have. Again, nothing will change for those of you that use your favorite podcast app. Next, the website will change a little bit. It will change to www.podpage.com/random-illusions, or you can listen directly off the host site, www.randomillusions.buzzsprout.com. Links are now in every episode show notes. Check it out. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/GOST Radio. twitter.com/GOST Radio. If you love YouTube, don't forget to subscribe to the Random Illusions Podcast YouTube channel, the GOST Radio YouTube channel, and TikTok. Don't forget to follow us there. Links are down in the show notes. Exclusively for the listener base of Random Illusions, Tim and I are going to continue our coffee.com divinations. Just let us know if you want a rune reading by Tim or a tarot reading by Shasta and what your question is. Give us about 2 business days and we will respond with a thorough answer to your question, giving you some insight and maybe a little inspiration as well. If you would like to follow Tim and I as we jump into our new leadership roles and all of the new projects we are presenting and working on, don't forget to hit us up. Facebook, privately, Tim Cheesebrow, Shasta Michaels, Random Illusions, or just shoot us an email at magic, M-A-G-I-C-K, at randomillusions.com. and we will send you links as to where you can keep tabs on all of our future endeavors and adventures. And hey, you may want to get involved yourself. You never know. All right, keep your eyes and ears peeled. We will be announcing when we will be back. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.